Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. You've heard us talk about downtown regenerating business, attracting expansion, and it has been a bureaucratic mess sometimes getting through the paperwork and what the demands are, and things look like they're changing, or are they? So we're going to go to a man who knows all about this very well. He's a founding partner and CEO of Walnut Capital, Todd Reardbord. Todd, welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to hear you.
So last time we talked, it seemed like there was going to be movement to try to get some of the projects that you and other developers are working on to, you know, the point where you breaking ground and making progress. So what is the status today based on what city council is talking about in Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, things are moving along, but, you know, I just got back from the AI conference in healthcare that Governor Shapiro spoke at Pitt. And he says that we have to move at the speed of business. And that's what the Commonwealth is doing. And that's what the city needs to do. And we just haven't been moving at the speed of business. As we all know, the whole AI revolution that's encompassing the country and the world is accelerated pace. And we need to keep pace with that to be competitive with everybody. And I think that's one thing that we're disappointed in Pittsburgh that we haven't done. And we're optimistic about the future. Now that we have a new mayor coming in and a new administration, they, along with Governor Shapiro, need to know how to move at the speed of business. And when they push back is when you say to them, you know, guys, it's not the 1950s. You know, we need to change things, and we need to increase the pace of development and increase the pace of approvals.
Todd, let's say that you could sit down right now with the incoming mayor, whoever it is, most likely Cory O'Connor, and then tick down a list of three or four things you would like him to do immediately to bring this up to speed, as you say.
Yeah, so one thing that we learned from other states is that it can be a top-down approach. So if the governor you're working with the governor's office on bringing a new business to Pittsburgh, or even existing businesses that want to expand, that you sort of clear the path for everybody. And I think one thing the O'Connor administration can do is sort of work with everybody, work with the state, work with the county, work with PWSA, use all those relationships and make sort of one-stop shopping where a developer comes to you and says, we want to get this project done, we want to bring a 500 new jobs to Pittsburgh. Look what EOS is doing now with their new manufacturing plant and new offices on the North Shore. And I know the governor came to Pittsburgh and said, let's get this thing moving. But he needs to have the power to do that through the local and state, local and county governments. And I think now that we have a friendly face in the with the O'Connor administration who works well with the governor, works well with the county, we can push that forward. I'm all about intergovernmental cooperation. To me, in Pennsylvania, that's what slows us down.
So basically, it's just the paperwork that's taken time. I mean, if you could pinpoint one thing, progress is being hindered by the long, protracted effort to go through that paperwork process.
I also think it's an attitude, to tell you the truth. I think, I mean, there are good people that work in government, but they need leadership from the top that says, let's get going. I mean, I would send them all to the, you know, the Disney School of Customer Service or whatever it's called, you know, where you learn about the customer being first. You learn about how to please the customer. You learn how to make things right. And I just don't think that attitude came from the, you know, the prior administration. I think this administration has a chance to just change the tone and change the attitude. There are good people there. They just need direction and need support to get things done.
Do you see that happening in the O'Connor administration?
I do. I mean, he talks about his, you know, what he's going to do in his first, you know, 100 days. He's going to get a new police chief. He's going to make a deal with the nonprofits, and he's going to do permitting reform, which to me means he's going to move at the speed of business. He's going to take away the bureaucracies that have slowed things down, and he's going to make things right. And I believe in that. That's what he says on the stump, and I believe it.
That said, share with us some of the projects that you're working on. I know we've highlighted some, but let people know, because as you know, we love to know what's coming next.
Yeah. So obviously we're under construction now with a large student oriented apartment building in Oakland. We have two more phases there that we're looking to develop. But we're also working near Bakery Square across from the new Market District of Meridian, where we're going to have a new apartment building there with retail and offices on the first floor. That's one that's been stalled for 2 or 3 years because nobody can make a decision. But we're optimistic now that we've gotten beyond that, and we think we can break ground here this year. And finally, we're working on the south side, new housing there on the old hospital property that hasn't been on the tax rolls for over 100 years. But we need help. I mean, we need help from the city. We need help from the other agencies to get things moving at a quick pace.
Well, appreciate the update, and good luck, Todd.
We appreciate it, Larry. Always good talking to you.
You got it. Todd Reedborn, who is the co-founder, and he's the man at Walnut Capital, and they've been here a long time doing a lot of great work. Bakery Square is probably one that everybody knows.
I think you're touching on an area, and in Oakland itself, where they've been trying to get some things done, and the process of getting something done. He's outlined that for us in the past. It's painstaking. You've got to be one patient, participant to get something done.
How does it make sense that it's been 2 years, as he mentioned in the one project, 2 years just waiting for paperwork and approval? Why would it take 2 years? And then you wonder, there were other things that are going to change now, I guess, that were in the mix. The demands that if you're building something, you have to have this, and this attached too. You talk to developers, you listen to Marty. Marty's very in tune with the stakeholders. And they want it to work. We want it to work.
Yeah, we've heard similar descriptions of the process of getting things rolling from Lucas Pyatt.
Yes, that's another good example. Esplanade, you know how long he's been working on that? 10 years. And finally, we believe he'll be breaking ground here in days, not weeks. And this is the 15-acre site along the river, right up from Rivers Casino on the Ohio. That's going to be really a game changer for that. I mean, that's a whole, you're creating a whole new neighborhood, basically, with mixed use, utilizing the river, even a Ferris wheel.
There's going to be residents all over the place.
And that too. Yeah. So things are starting to move. And I guess the hope is with a new mayor, they'll move even quicker.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.